Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Shtota Shatashri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today is April 10th, and we are reciting today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, verse number 50.
Antarbahishcha malam abjanetram Swapuruṣe chanugrihita rupam Potrastava Shri Lalana Lalamam Drashta Svurad Kundala Manditananam Antar Bahishcha Malam Abjanetram Swapuruṣe Chanugrihita Rupam Pautrastava Shri Lalana Lalamam Drashta Svurat Kundala Manditananam
Please chant. Anyone else? Word for word. Anta, within. Bahi, without. Cha, also. Amalam, spotless. Abjanetram, Lotus eyes.
Swapurusha.
Own devotee.
Icha anugrihita
rupam. Accepting form according to desire.
Pautraha.
Grandchild.
Tava.
Your.
Shri Lalana.
Beautiful goddess of fortune.
Lalamam.
Decorated.
Drashta.
We'll see.
Svurut
Kundala. With brilliant earrings.
Mandita.
Decorated.
Ananam.
Face. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Your grandson will be able to see inside and outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose wife is a beautiful goddess of fortune. The Lord can assume the form desired by the devotee, and His face is always beautifully decorated with earrings. Purport. It is predicted herewith that the grandson of Diti, Prahlad Maharaj, would not only see the personality of Godhead within himself by meditation, but would also be able to see him personally with his own eyes. This direct vision is possible only for one who is highly elevated in Krishna consciousness. For the Lord is not possible to see with material eyes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has multifarious eternal forms such as Krishna, Baladev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev, Narayan, Rama, Narsimha, Varaha, and Vamana. And the devotee of the Lord knows all those Vishnu forms. A pure devotee becomes attached to one of those eternal forms of the Lord, and the Lord is pleased to appear before him in the form desired. A devotee does not imagine something whimsical about the form of the Lord, nor does he ever think that the Lord is impersonal and can assume a form desired by the non-devotee. The non-devotee has no idea of the form of the Lord, and thus he cannot think of any one of the above-mentioned forms. But whenever a devotee sees the Lord, he sees him in a most beautifully decorated form, accompanied by his constant companion, the goddess of fortune, who is eternally beautiful. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpadaru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So thank you everyone for giving me this opportunity to speak a little. I humbly ask for all your blessings. This is my first time giving a full class. And I'm speaking for my own purification here. You may know all the contents that I'm about to share with you, but I'm speaking for my own purification. I'd like to remember and take shelter of the Lord's instruction in Bhagavad Gita 10:9. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss enlightening one another and conversing about me. So, text 50, this is a verse spoken by Kashyapa Muni, and he's pacifying his wife, Diti, after she is told that she will be giving birth to two most sinful demons. In these last five verses of this chapter, Kashyapa Muni has started introducing the glories of this most special grandson of Diti's, Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was a very special soul. Srila Prabhupada spoke many times on Canto 7 and on Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. Lord Chaitanya also loved reading about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was able to see the Lord inside and outside. We may ask, what was his qualification to see the Lord inside and outside? If we think about it, Lord Vishnu, as Lord Narasimhadev, came just for the protection of Prahlad Maharaj. He came suddenly, and he only stayed briefly. So what was so special about Prahlad Maharaj? He was always meditating on Lord Vishnu. His sadhana was in remembering Lord Vishnu. During Hiranyakashipu's reign, all the Goshalas were burnt down. All the ashramas were burnt down. Lately in the news, we have heard how disturbing, we can experience how disturbing it was in Bangladesh when certain religious fanatical groups burned down a temple and harassed the devotees. But during Hiranyakashipu's time, no brahmanas were allowed to perform yajnas. It was against the law to chant your rounds. One would get good results if they performed sinful activities, and one would get punished if they performed pious activities. And no one could challenge Hiranyakashipu. If he simply raised his eyebrows, it would be enough for Lord Indra, the head of the demigods, to shiver in fear. And yet, it was only this five-year-old Prahlad Maharaj, the son of Hiranyakashipu, who was living in the same palace, the same room as Hiranyakashipu. He was the only one who could challenge and incite Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu tried many torturous ways to kill little Prahlad. He tried to poison him, have him sit in boiling oil, be trampled under the feet of an elephant, beat by tridents, throw him amongst poisonous snakes, throwing him off a cliff, trying to starve him, burn him, many other ways. And in each instance, Prahlad never once thought, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? He just took shelter of Lord Vishnu. Each and every time, and even when Hiranyakashipu was killed, he never asked for anything when the Lord wanted to give him a boon. He said, I am your servant, you are my master, this is not a business transaction. And when the Lord insisted, he said, then please liberate my father. Lord Narasimhadev refers to Prahlad Maharaj as the best of the demigods, of the devotees, the best of the 12 Mahajans. The Mahajans are the persons authorized by Krishna who know the laws of God. The 12 Mahajans include Narada Muni, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Kapila Dev, Sukadev Goswami, Bhishma, Prahlad Maharaj, the four Kumaras, Swayambhuva Manu, Yamraj, King Janak, and Bali Maharaj. So I'd like to read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Verse 21, Lord Narasimhadev says to Prahlad Maharaj, those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. Srila Prabhupada elaborates in his purport, of the 12 authorized devotees, Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kapila, and so on, Prahlad Maharaj is understood to be the best example. So Prahlad Maharaj took shelter by always remembering Lord Vishnu, and in this way, Prahlad was blessed that he could see the Lord both inside and outside. Now it's interesting to note that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are personalities like Daksha and Durvasa Muni who also saw Lord Narayan. But they were not pure devotees. So what about all of us? Srila Prabhupada gives us the instructional quote that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, gave. Don't try to see God. You work in such a way that God will see you. God will take care of you. Don't try to see God. So this is a process that Srila Prabhupada taught us. And as fallen conditioned souls, we know that we cannot see the Lord with our material eyes. However, there is a way we can still see the Lord. And in Kali Yuga, we can see him through the eyes of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada, through his extreme kind mercy, gave us the holy name. He gave us Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj gave us these beautiful descriptions of Lord Krishna and his abode in the prayers from the Brahma Samhita. Srila Prabhupada established deity worship and opened 108 temples across the world. So we are very fortunate that we can see Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya in the deity form in any of our now 800 plus ISKCON temples across the world. We know that the Lord is non-different from his name, his deity form, his sacred scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord and Chaitanya Charitamrita. By seeing the deities daily, we can meditate on his form. By seeing the deities daily, we can cleanse our heart of all the impurities. So it is important to understand that the Lord has a form and understand what his form is. Lord Krishna is a person, the Supreme Person, and one can only have a relationship with a person, not with a formless, impersonal energy. He is not also some old man with a white beard, as some have conjured up in their imagination. In the Brahma Samhita, text 31, it is stated,
Alola Chandra Kalasadvana Maya Vamsi Ratnangadam Pranayakeli Kalavilasham Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, round whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyamasundar is eternally manifest. So we can see here the Lord is a person and has a beautiful form. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Verse 12, translation, it states that the Lord's transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. His transcendental spiritual form is so beautiful and perfect that it enhances the exquisite ornaments rather than being adorned by them. So we see that with the deities, when we buy jewelry for them, sometimes we are advised to buy bigger jewelry so they can be seen. And when we have the jewelry, I remember this one senior devotee telling me, it may look gaudy, but when they're on the deities can just make them, even the jewelry, look beautiful. The Lord is pleased to appear before his devotees in the form desired by his devotee. And I'd like to read this from Srila Prabhupada's purport and translation. This is chapter, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 11. Oh my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you can take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So I'd like to give a few examples. Bhishma Dev wanted to see Lord Krishna break his vow of not fighting and come charging towards him in a warrior or chivalrous mood. Bhishma Dev's mood was that of a servant who wanted to fight with the Lord. He pierced the body of Krishna with arrows. It appeared that the Lord was wounded since he was bleeding. Bhishma's throwing of sharp arrows at the transcendental body of the Lord is as good as the worship of another devotee who throws soft roses upon him. Bhishma Dev aspired to see the Lord in this personal feature. So during the battlefield, Bhishma Dev promised the next day he would kill all five Pandavas with special weapons made for the purpose. Duryodhan was satisfied. and he kept the arrows with him to be delivered the next day during the fight. By tricks, Arjun took the arrows from Duryodhan, and Bhishmadev could understand that this was the trick of Lord Krishna. So he took a vow the next day. Krishna would have to take up weapons himself, otherwise his friend Arjun would die. In the next day's fighting, Bhishmadev fought so violently that both Arjun and Krishna were in trouble. Arjun was almost defeated. The situation was so tense that he was about to be killed by Bhishmadev the very next moment. At this time, Lord Krishna wanted to please his devotee Bhishma by keeping Bhishma's promise, which was more important than his own. Seemingly, he broke his own promise. He promised before the beginning of the Battle of Kurukshetra that he would remain without weapons and would not use his strength for either of the parties. But to protect Arjun, he got down from the chariot, took up the wheel of the chariot, and hurriedly rushed at Bhishmadev in an angry mood, as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He dropped his covering cloth on the way, and out of great anger, he did not know that he had dropped it. Bhishmadev at once gave up his weapons and stood to be killed by Krishna, his beloved Lord. The fighting of the day was thus ended at the very moment, and Arjun was saved. Of course, there was no possibility of Arjun's death because the Lord himself was on the chariot. But because Bhishmadev wanted to see Lord Krishna take up some weapon to save his friend, the Lord created this situation, making Arjun's death imminent. He stood before Bhishmadev to show him that his promise was fulfilled and that he had taken up the wheel. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. In Ram Lila, he's Hanuman. So one day, Lord Chaitanya asked Murari Gupta to give up his devotion to Lord Ram to worship Lord Krishna instead. Murari Gupta tried, and he couldn't do it. And that evening, he prayed to Lord Ram to take his life. Lord Chaitanya reminded Murari Gupta that he was none other than Hanuman. And at another time, he came and showed him his feature of Lord Ramachandra to him. Out of his mercy, Lord Chaitanya showed his Shadbhuja form to Maharaj Prataparudra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This six-armed form represents Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. And the last example I have is one of my favorite pastimes in Krishna book, the Brahma Vimohan Leela, Brahma stealing the cows and the coward boys. So during this pastime, the mothers of the coward boys of Lord Krishna, they also wanted in their hearts to have Krishna as their son. So when Lord Brahma stole the cows and the coward boys, the calves and the coward boys, Lord Krishna expanded himself to look exactly as each boy and calf and have their exact perfect mannerisms. For a whole year, no one knew that all the coward boys and calves from the year before were all expansions of Lord Krishna. And in this way, all the mothers and the cows got to see Lord Krishna in the form of their own son or calves and were able to fulfill their cherished desire to have him as their son or calf. We know that Lord Krishna can be realized in three ways: Brahman, the impersonal form; Paramatma, the super soul in our hearts; the personal form, and Bhagavan, the personal form of the Lord, full of six opulences. And as devotees, we relish the Lord in the Bhagavan feature, which encompasses the other two features as well, and this is more relishable as we can have a relationship with him. So with our eyes, we can see the Lord by seeing his deity in the temple. We can see the Lord with our hearts when we chant purely, when we hear from pure devotees, when we read from Srila Prabhupada's books, and by thoroughly attending Bhagavatam classes. And this vision is further solidified and cemented in our hearts when we establish a relationship with Lord Krishna by serving him and his devotees. We read many times Lord Krishna's beautiful face is decorated with sharp-shaped earrings. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila 1573, the translation is that earrings dancing on Krishna's cheeks are shaped like sharks and they shine very brightly. These dancing earrings attract the minds of all women. In summary, Prahlad Maharaj's qualification was being able to see the Lord inside and outside. He tolerated all the abuses by his father, constantly remembering Lord Vishnu and even praying for his father's liberation when Lord Nrsimhadev was asking to give him a boon. And I have a small caveat here that we don't imitate this tolerance. Of course, if we see any abuse in any way for children, we take the mature step of reporting it. We talked about how we can see the Lord in Kali Yuga through his deity, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing from the pure devotee, and the importance of understanding the Lord's form and how his form is the ornament of all ornaments. How Srila Prabhupada emphasized this by establishing deities, teaching us to develop a relationship with Krishna through service. We discussed how the Lord manifests himself before his devotees out of love for his devotee that has reached the stage of prema. He is not the order supplier of any pseudo-devotee. And the examples were Bhishma Dev, Murari Gupta, and the mothers of Lord Krishna's coward friends. So in conclusion, I would like to recite a beautiful prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, which exemplifies how he's also the best devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 9. You can recite it with me if you know this.
Swasyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mito diya manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje aveshyatam no matirapya haituki.
May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of him. Again, the verse. The translation, your grandson will be able to see inside and outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose wife is a beautiful goddess of fortune. The Lord can assume the form desired by the devotee, and his face is always beautifully decorated with earrings. I thank you all for your time. If there are any comments or corrections. Mataji. Hemavati Mataji.
How do you think we can serve Prahlad Maharaj in our daily practice?
In daily practice? One of the, I've noticed, Srila Prabhupada has also written a book on the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, and they're very beautiful prayers that we can even recite daily and imbibe in our lives, because he's the best of the Mahajans. Anything he... His prayers are they're highly elevated prayers. And that's one way we can, by following his instructions, by reciting and imbibing them.
Thank you, Virundi. Very nice class. Seeing Krishna externally outside, is that because when Krishna was present on earth, many people didn't recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I guess they got benefit just by interchanging and exchanging. But in this context here, when Prahlad was able to see Krishna externally, or Lord Vishnu externally, does that mean he treated everybody with respect? Is that what it means that he was able to? Because obviously, when he saw people, I mean, associates, Krishna is in the heart. So to see him externally, does that mean his behavior with them? Or what do you think that means?
I was, and I'm open to any clarification from my elders as well. My understanding was that he saw Lord Nrsimhadev in front of him appear. He saw Lord Nrsimhadev when he appeared. That he was able to, I mean, not, I mean, he, that was a, Narsingadev, Lord Narsingadev personally came to save him.
So this is just referring to the one time when he saw Lord Narsingadev?
That is my understanding. If anyone else can clarify more, please do. Madhumati, you're agreeing? You understood. Yes. Wait for the microphone, yes.
Hare Krishna. It seems that he was seeing Krishna internally and externally, even at all times, especially when Narsingadev appeared before him to confirm that vision for all of us to recognize. But even before Narsingadev came out of the pillar, Hiranyakashipu says, is he here in the pillar? And he said, yes, of course. So he already saw him there. So, but then when he, Narsingadev appeared out of the pillar, then it was confirmation, but it must be that he was also seeing him everywhere before then. Otherwise he couldn't have that, you know, confirmation.
And I also want to, and I can throw this out to the audience too. My understanding, because Lord Narsingadev came, I'm understanding that he was meditating on Lord Vishnu, and this form was manifested specifically to counteract whatever Lord Brahma had granted Hiranyakashipu. So I would like to ask anyone else if they know any more, was he meditating on Lord Narsingadev or meditating on Lord Vishnu his whole time? Because that form hadn't been manifested yet.
Krishna graha gahitatma na veda jagat idisham. He didn't know how the universe would go on without Krishna. So I think Narsingadev was a surprise for him.
Thank you for that confirmation. Thank you, Pushkar Prabhu. Pranagovinda Prabhu, would you like to add anything else?
Tad birja gayan mahamrita magna chitte. You do not see this through this eye. Preman jana charita bhakti bilu chanena. Can blind man see God? Yes. Blind man can see God because God is seen first in the heart. Then when we come to temple, the deity in the heart unites with the deity in the altar. Then we see the altar as Supreme Lord. Otherwise not possible.
Thank you.
We'll see just a statue. I mean, we'll take it, okay, this is, but not real Supreme Lord. Has to be first inside the heart. That's why. That verse, the 3:9:11, that's what it says.
Thank you.
No, it is your famous verse. 3:9:11. Tam bhakti yoga paribhavita rita sarvati asya suprikshita patana nanat pungsham.
Thank you.
Ayendra Prabhu used to have a van, and he used to have the deities in New York Temple when I was there. And he used to take it to different parts of New York City and open it and have his kirtan, and the people would come and take darshan. So I can't remember, one of the visitors had said, how do you know this is God? No, he said, how do you know this is God? I can't remember exactly how he phrased the question. And Ayendra said something that I always remember. He said, I see him in my heart, and I see him every day, and there is not a bit of doubt in my mind that this is God. And I always remember that. I mean, so seeing outside and external. And the person didn't have a comment, couldn't say anything, just pay his obeisances.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
But,
Yeah. Out of 640 million people gathered in battlefield of Kurukshetra, this first canto, ninth chapter, Prabhupada says 640 million. If 35, what percentage is that?
Less.
Like so insignificant.
Very tiny.
So that's why if you look at it, 10.23.3, they says, Sravanat, Darshanat, Dhenat, Tad Bhava, Anukirtanat, Na Sankirshanam. Krishna told to those ladies who came to meet him first time, he said, go back home. Meeting me is not seeing me actually. He says, Sravanat, you must hear every day. Darshanat, you should see the deity. Dhyanat, you must meditate. Anusankirtanat, you should chant every day. All these things when you do, then it will awaken bhav. Then you will be able to see me inside and then outside. That verse is very powerful. It says you have to do the sadhanas. You know, I'm a little crazy also. I was trying to trace, is there any reference that Krishna actually revealed himself to somebody who did not do sadhana? Show me one. I'm eager to hear. I looked at Kaliya. Kaliya's previous two life, you can say Kaliya didn't do any sadhana. Oh no, you have no idea what Kaliya did in previous life. He was a Vedashira. Previous life, he was a, Kanchi Raj. He did so much sadhana. Kaliya is only this life Krishna met. If by force he is giving footprint. But previous two life, when Krishna met Muchukunda in the cave, you may say lying down, that doesn't qualify him to have darshan of the Lord. But Krishna told him to go to Badrika Ashram to do sadhana. I was wondering, like, why didn't he cry and say, you know, this is my crazy way of thinking, like, if I was there, I would say, my Lord, I want to enter in your Leela now. You are already here. Leela is already going on. Why should I? Of course, I'm sure he probably thought that. But no, Krishna sent him to Badrika Ashram to do sadhana. Therefore, this verse Mahaprabhu says, Sadhan bhakti haite hai ratira udai, ratigara haile premanamakai. Without sadhana, Mahaprabhu says, nobody can awaken rati, attachment to the Lord. And without attachment to the Lord, nobody will get love of God. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Thank you. Thank you.
This Shishupal merged. And then Prabhupada says, end of the purport, what I recall, Prabhupada says, those who did not appreciate anything, they merged. Mm. Those who appreciated went to Vaikuntha. Those who appreciated and wanted to serve went to Golok. It's a beautiful purport Prabhupada gave. So then you look at Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commentary, and Jiva Goswami Pad's commentary, and then you put together, okay, it's not an accidental that they all just going wherever they're supposed to go. No, they did a lot of sadhana to come to this point. It was not an accidental. There's nothing accidental. Everything, Krishna is witnessing everything. Anumanta, Upadrashta, I'm overseer. Is it false? No, Krishna says, 13:23, Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshara, Paramatmiti, Chapeti, Dehosmin Purushaparo. I'm situated in your heart. I'm overseeing everything you're thinking, everything you're doing. It's not false. Krishna is witnessing right now. I'm speaking, whether I'm showing off or actually I want to illuminate my heart by thinking of him. He knows. We cannot cheat Krishna. It's not possible. That I came to conclusion, at least on my own. Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, when he asked that, that word is Kripa Siddha, then Prabhupada picked his ear. He said, don't do this. That the Shastra cannot do it. So then he asked, then what is the Kripa Siddha? Because we think the Shastra is as good as devotee. No, devotees are more important than Shastra. Even though we respect Bhagavatam, but still, Bhagavatam will not correct me. Bhagavatam will tell me only what the things to do. But Guru or pure Vaishnava, they can correct me. No, don't think this way. You should think that way. So Kripa Siddha, in that discussion, you can hear that Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, what is Kripa Siddha? Kripa Siddha said, you don't want something, but the advanced devotee is saying, no, you should do this. That is his mercy. That is Kripa Siddha. I was thinking, oh. So Kripa Siddha is not like, I don't have to do anything, Guru will do anything. That is not true. Because in Mauritius, what's his name? Chabana Rishi Maharaj, he was a sannyasi. He used to live here. What do you call the next city?
Ocala.
He used to Madras. Live next to Gainesville. I mean, Mikanopi. No. Chabana, yeah. I call Chabana, he's a Bengali, sorry. Chabana is the same thing, Chabana. Because we have a Chabana Pras, you know, it's a famous thing in people eat. He said he was there with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada did not go to temple, and he sat down under a tree and he gave a class. In the class, Prabhupada asked the question, Guru has come to take you back home, back to Godhead. So that's Guru's duty. What is the duty of the disciple? So they said, to follow his instruction, follow four regulative principle, different people gave. So he was there as a sannyasi. He was a sannyasi one time. Prabhupada gave him sannyasi. So at that time he heard Prabhupada said, no, Guru has come to take you home. You are ready to go home. That is your first duty. Then Prabhupada gave that example. If Guru throw the ropes and you say, I cannot hold it, but you are strong, Gurudev, it's not going to work, Prabhupada said. You must hold the rope. The instruction he gives, we must hold it. Then Guru will take us home.
Thank
I thought
you.
It was very instructive. That's what people said.
Thank you.
Yes.
What is the Shastric history of Shivananda Sain's dog, Sadhana? What was the Shastric history of Shivananda Sain's dog?
We have to trace it. I don't know Shivananda's dog, but Shivananda Sain had a confession. I mean, he did fasting. Do you do fasting for your dog? I'm asking you. I doubt. Maybe that will be something I'll do research about the dog.
Thank you. Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.